Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift she'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Night. This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Today, the University of Illinois fired athletic director Mike Thomas following an investigation into a recent spate of allegations against coaches at Illinois. The report today found that former Illinois coach Tim Beckman encouraged student athletes to play through injuries and interfered with their treatment, although the school says that Thomas himself did nothing wrong. Associate Athletic Director Paul Kowalczyk will take over as interim director. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler has won three consecutive road wins on Monday Night Football. Tonight, he'll face off with old rival Philip Rivers in San Diego. Matt Forte and Eddie Royal both out for tonight's game. Center Hieronymus Grassou is doubtful. Shea McClellan, Pernell McPhee, and Jermaine Bushrod questionable. Bears and Chargers kick off tonight at 7:30. Elsewhere in the league, Rex Ryan says Ike and Impali will be a captain against the Jets on Thursday night. He's the guy who broke Geno Smith's jaw during the preseason. New England running back Deion Lewis has a torn left ACL. He's done for the year. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater passed the first test in the NFL's concussion protocol after a hard hit in the head Sunday in the fourth quarter of the game against the Rams. Bulls are in Philly tonight to take on the 76ers. Bulls have won six straight in the series, including three straight on the road. Coach Fred Hoiberg not anticipating any changes to the starting lineup. Scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And Cars.com service and repair feature lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. This week, starting at 5 a.m. on Tuesday, with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
If you force the Vikings to throw it and you have the lead, you're playing at home, crowd's going to get into it, then I think you can finally begin to get some of those takeaways.
Are you calling it? Are you saying it's the first Bears secondary interception of the season in this game?
Yeah, why not?
Over the middle, snagged out of the air by Fuller on the interception at the 40. Kyle Fuller takes it away.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
This is the score, right?
No, it's News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Zach Zaidman.
Zach with Jay Cutler.
What was the overall message after this game from the head coach on down?
We're right there. I mean, we're playing good football. We just need to find a way to finish it in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's what good teams do. That's what playoff caliber teams do. There's not a lot of blowouts in this league. You're going to be in a tight game in the fourth quarter, and you have to figure out ways to win ballgames.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Zach is brought to you by Napleton's Arlington Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
If you follow Zach Zaidman on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman, you can see the picture that he just posted that he took himself of Qualcomm Stadium. Looks like an overcast evening or late afternoon there in California, but everything ready to go. Zach is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. What's happening, Zach?
Dan, who sang that song, It Never Rains in Southern California?
It never rains in Southern California. Tell me.
I don't know.
I should know that.
Well, whoever that.
Tanny. music guy.
We actually had some showers here in San Diego on the walk from the parking lot to the actual press box. But the sun's beginning to kind of peek through a little bit. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a night game, but no showers tonight. And that's the cool thing for the Bears and the Chargers. And, you know, listening to the intro coming in, you heard Jay Cutler after last week's game talk about how the message from John Fox in the locker room after the loss to the Vikings was the Bears are right there. And that's the thing, though, that's frustrating for this team.
And by the way, the version you're thinking of is Tony Does It Again, who sang that song. Right?
I don't think
that was Albert Hammond.
The
version I know is Tony. Albert Hammond? Who's that?
Way back. I mean, that's a 70s song, isn't it?
Information and
okay, give us football.
That'll
information.
Be our nugget and tidbit.
I'll figure this out. Okay,
but
and we you know what, Zach? Too, besides your nuggets and your tidbits, we expect another prediction tonight. You're one for one. You don't have to. We don't even care about score.
Well, here I can't predict this because the problem is that you look at the Chargers and offensively, they're number one in football in total offense. They're number one when it comes to the passing game. Phillip Rivers is a master at that intermediate passing game, and you know you have to wonder what Shane McClellan's status is coming into this one. He was listed as questionable, has not played the last few weeks. Don't know if he's going to play tonight, but to me those inside linebackers are so crucial to what's going to happen tonight because Rivers does an excellent job of putting wide receivers in that strict West Coast offense, putting wide receivers on linebackers, and it gives the offense a major advantage because the linebackers generally don't have the speed to stick with those wide receivers, despite the fact that, you know, the Chargers are missing their best one in Keenan Allen, who's out for the year with that lacerated kidney. But that's one issue that I'm worried about. The second is, you know, the Bears have just 12 sacks this season. There are only two teams in the league with fewer sacks than the Bears. They need help for Pernell McPhee. The problem is, because of that intermediate passing game that the Chargers have, guys, There's not going to be an opportunity to sack the quarterback unless the guys on the back end of the Bears' defense are able to reroute the receivers and make Phillip Rivers go to option B and option C in regards to the passing game. And if that doesn't happen, then you could see the Chargers moving the ball up and down the field. They are 2-6, though. The reason they're 2-6 is defensively, they can't stop the run. But the Bears are missing their best running back in Matt Forte. So how are the Chargers 2-6? To me, the reason they're 2-6 is because they've been flat-out awful on special teams. And there's a lot of hidden yardage for the other team that plays them. The problem is for the Bears, they've been awful on special teams, too. Not Charger-esque bad, but bad enough. And, you know, to me, the way you win this game is by dominating that third phase. And I don't know if the Bears are going to do it.
Why should I trust that the Bears' secondary is somehow going to go from not good enough to good enough
to really playing the ball
for no real reason, whether it's Bryce Callahan or anything else? And it seems like something we saw, evidence right in front of us, is not necessarily getting any better, and there's no secret where the soft spots are.
Well, Kyle Fuller's gotten a little bit better, you know, since being called out. You know, you saw him get the interception last week. I think having Antrell Roll back there is going to help Adrian Amos, who I thought had a good game in terms of run defense last week against the Minnesota Vikings and kind of giving the Bears an opportunity there until the end. I do think one of the biggest issues is this is what it's going to be from a secondary standpoint the rest of the year, unless you start to get a little bit of pass rush. I do think because of some of the weaknesses that the Bears have in the secondary, that you haven't seen Vic Fangio blitz as much as you probably thought he would before the start of the season, because you're limited. You don't feel comfortable having those corners on an island with the opposing receivers. So I don't think we're seeing the full complement of a Vic Fangio defense because he just doesn't have the weapons. So what they've done is they've done a really good job in terms of total defense, total yardage. They're top 10. The problem that they've got is they don't get those takeaways. So unless the offense is dynamite in terms of red zone opportunities, not making mistakes, the defense is in a little bit of trouble. That's what you saw last week. So to me, one of the ways is to be able to flip field position, make life a little bit easier for the offense, and make life a little bit more easier for your defense. But the Bears have not been able to flip the field with special teams. So that's kind of the reason why they're 2-5. But yet, they've been in most of these games, with the exception of game two against Arizona, and that's when Jay Cutler went down. I actually thought they were in the game against the Seahawks up until special teams let them down at the start of the second half. But, you know, with Cutler, you're going to be in the games. The issue now becomes, can you get some explosive plays offensively without Matt Forte? But you do have Alshon Jeffrey back there. You don't have Eddie Royal. You know, they're expecting big things from Jeremy Langford, but can you expect those big things right away in his first ever start? And let's not forget about this. Remember at the beginning of the week, guys, we talked about Kadeem Carey and what his future is going to be? They didn't bring in another running back. So Kadeem Carey is going to get an opportunity here. And I think that he's a guy that's yearning to get this shot.
He
just
is.
Wants the ball.
Yeah, and he is.
You forget how effective this guy was at Arizona. You know, he was one of the best running backs.
But I remember how ineffective he's been in the NFL.
Exactly. Part of the problem is you can't justify taking Matt Forte off the field for Kadeem Carey. And then Kadeem can't get on the field because if you're not going to be a starter, he's not going to give you anything on special teams. So then you ask yourself, how can he be part of the game day roster if he can't be a special teamer? Today's a little different, obviously. There's no Matt Forte. So he's going to get an opportunity, and so will Jeremy Langford. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I think that I can tell you this from being here in San Diego for the last 24 hours, there is a huge Kadeem Carey contingent here in San Diego.
Come on.
His family's here. I kid you not. There are... If you ever wondered where did all the Kadeem Carey jerseys go?
I thought they were in Liberia in the diamond mines by now.
They belong to the Carey family. It's a huge family. And apparently they're all going to be here in San Diego tonight.
Well, Chip and Skip and then... George knows them all. I don't.
You know, the other thing to monitor as well is the fact that this is the first game that Matt Slauson has played at center on the road. That's something to circle and look ahead. Because remember, he did a terrific job last week did a nice job filling in that emergency situation when Will Montgomery went down. But, you know, Aronis Grassou's not going to play, listed officially as doubtful with that neck injury. So Slauson's going to be a guy here on the road. And that changes the dynamic a little bit, because early on you figure you're going to hear a little bit of what's left of the Charger fan base. And it will be a packed house. If the Bears can kick the crowd out of it by scoring quickly, there are a lot of Bears fans here. And then I think it'll turn into a Kansas City-like situation when by the end of the game you had Jay Cutler kind of waving his arms like a bird to quiet the crowd when the Bears had the ball on offense, because they were chanting, "Let's go Bears." So it could be one of those types of situations if the Bears are able to get the lead. But again, as we've seen between both these teams, they both go down to the wire in just about every game, and you figure the same thing's going to happen tonight.
And the Chargers, do they have a pass rush to speak of with all this bad defense, Zach? They don't have any. I mean, I know the Bears' offensive line is patchwork, but is that a problem against this team?
They do, but keep in mind, look at the guys that the Bears tackles have had to face over the last few weeks. And it goes back to the Raiders game, you know, when Charles Leno got his first opportunity at left tackle. Yeah. And Khalil Mack. Then you go to the Kansas City game, Tom Bailey and Justin Houston. You go to Detroit, there's Ziggy Ansah. And then last week, you know, what the Vikings were trying to do with their aggressive defense. Same thing here tonight, but I think you have to say that these guys have built a little bit of confidence because of the way they performed as an offensive line on the outside. Talking about Kyle Long specifically and Charles Leno. Leno's pumped because this is his first ever Monday Night Football game. He's from California. There's a big contingent of Leno fans here, so that'll be interesting. I'm not worried about the pass rush. I'm worried about the Bears being able to not hurt themselves with silly penalties because they're on the road, being able to sustain long drives, being able to put the running game as a weapon for them.
Against a bad rush defense,
keep in mind, the Chargers entering this week, the only team in the National Football League allowing 5 yards per carry. They're giving up 125 rushing yards per game. So there's going to be an opportunity to keep Phillip Rivers off the field and control the clock if you're able to dominate with the running game. So that, to me, is a big part of the game plan for the Bears. They, the Chargers, have not been able to run the ball effectively with Melvin Gordon in year one.
I just don't want to see Sherrick McManus. Can you promise me that? I know he's not listed as doubtful or questionable, but see, to me, he's listed as miserable. And as soon as I see him, I feel bad because I know the Chargers can also see him.
Well, everyone can see him right now. He was one of the first Bears out of the tumble to work out at this particular time. It was interesting, though. If you go back, and you guys have the soundbite, maybe you can play a little bit later on, where Vic Fangio this week talked about how Sherrick McManus was the backup for the last week's game only.
Right.
So that's the way he made it sound. But again, you know, it all depends on Callahan and whether or not. And think about what we're talking about.
Yeah, and who the hell is Callahan?
Yeah, I didn't even know he existed.
Well, he was, Bryce Callahan is his name, and he was the guy who was the starting nickelback last week. And the Bears liked him because he's an aggressive player, and the nickel situation wasn't killing the Bears last week. They did a good job defensively until he got injured. Sherrick McManus came in the game, and then the Bears did a bunch of things that hurt them in the last couple of drives. And that's why they ended up losing the game. You can't make those mistakes when every game you play is going to be close.
So, Callahan, is that good? Is that what you're saying? That I mean, because I had never... you know, Zach, really, I'm not a Bearsologist, but I had really never heard of him. I know he's a free agent, and all of a sudden, he's out of the game, and I'm going, what?
And you can't win without him.
Yeah, and you can't win without him. I'm hitting myself in the head.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, the last two games for Sherrick McManus, teams have circled him, and they've gone right after him. And it started with the Detroit game, where they hit the Bears hard in that nickel package. And then last week, when McManus was forced to get back in there, the same thing happened. McManus is an outstanding special teams player. But remember, there were some questions really the last couple of years, because Sherrick McManus would get a cup of coffee here and there when someone got hurt.
Yeah, he earned his way back onto the roster, though.
At one of the corner positions, there were people that said, hey, why doesn't Sherrick McManus play?
Mm-hmm.
And you wondered why. Like, people were wondering, well, why? Because this is why. You're now seeing it. Everyone can look good in little stretches. The question is, can you look good on a consistent basis when teams figure out all your weaknesses? And the answer for Sherrick McManus in nickel situations clearly is no. But unfortunately, if there are injuries, he may have to be out there. But again, the thing is, the Chargers, their offensive line is banged up. So they're not going to have the same kind of passing game that you saw the Lions have before the bye, or even the ability for the Vikings to go deep because of the threat of play action with Adrian Peterson. The Chargers are a different team. They don't have a very good offensive line because they've been decimated, more so than the Bears, with injuries. They're missing their best receiver. So what Rivers is going to do is use that West Coast offense and try, as I said earlier, to line up speedy receivers on inside linebackers that aren't used to dealing with that kind of speed. That's where he hurts you. He's an outstanding passer from the 6-yard to 20-yard range, that intermediate passing game. And if the linebackers aren't doing their job, that's when the safeties get involved, and unfortunately, that's when your defense becomes exposed. But they're not. He's not the type of guy that's going to drop back, you know, take that five-step drop, have enough time to survey the field and go long. That's not what the Chargers do.
All right, let's check your notebook for nuggets and tidbits.
Oh, man, there's so much to talk about here. First off, this is the first game that the Bears are playing this month where they have that salute to service deal in the National Football League, and you know, where you see the camo hats and, you know, the camo warm-up.
Right. Do we know if that's part of what John McCain and Jeff Flake figured out was paid for by the Department of Defense?
No, that's separate. That's
okay.
Something that,
yeah, they're kind of right there.
Yeah, exactly. And the NFL has said that they're going to give the money back, apparently, so we'll wait to see if that happens. But one of the new things that are going to be introduced, when you see John Fox on TV, they now have coaches' headsets in camo.
I saw that. I noticed that this weekend.
Yeah, so you'll see it here, too. And the Bears are going to have three games in a row like that. This one here in San Diego, then next week when they go to St. Louis, and then the Bears will hold their version at Soldier Field when Peyton Manning and the Broncos, the reunion against John Fox and the Bears.
There's one thing we learned today in our research, that John Fox is not the son of a Navy SEAL.
Not by birth.
His second stepdad, not even his first stepdad.
Correct. But essentially, the man who raised him is a Navy SEAL. And apparently, when you talk
to him... He was in high school.
Everyone has a mentor, right?
I didn't need a mentor. I was just off on my own, mentoring myself.
He considers that Ron Fox is the man that you're talking about.
Correct.
He considers him his father figure, and he changed his last name to honor Ron Fox, who apparently is in his 80s, lives in the San Diego area, but is unable to attend tonight's game in person because of a variety of different issues. But I do think what's interesting is that Fox is big on using, he doesn't compare. He understands that, you know, you can use military analogies as motivation, but there is a huge difference between football and military life. But there are some great examples throughout history where you can use the military as motivation, and he's big on delivering those kinds of messages to his team.
All right, well, we'll see.
I hope I explained that.
Nicely done, though. Yes. Nicely done. You knew that was in. That was technically that's incorrect, but that's nicely done.
Yes, at least Zach knew. Thank you, Zach.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Zach, bye. Thanks. That's Zach Zaidman. He goes, whoa. Whoa, that's
he's leaving as fast as he can.
No, that was me. That was my bad.
Well, I guess really when you get to a Monday night game, you would like there to be a point to it. And I'm not sure there is.
Exactly. All I'm trying to do is figure out.
Trying to find this.
Why are we watching?
Yes. Jeremy I'm taping Langford. It so I can watch it in like an hour and a half. I don't really want to spend 3 hours listening to John Gruden. So I'm gonna tape it and zap through it and see what I see with my keen scout's eye.
Look at Brandon Marshall, Earl Bennett, escort Alshon Jeffries for a first down.
No, they don't.
Oh, there will be a definite Alshon Jeffries sighting at some point, you can bet. I promise you. That's
yes,
the only,
there will.
The only automatic
that you can bet on
that we will have. All right, so that's the question. Why are you watching? 312-644-6767. Boers and Bernstein, you got the score.
There's a beautiful banana.
Mike Thomas has been fired as athletic director from the University of Illinois. Keep listening for all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. If you're going to say it and own it.
That's my biggest problem with what Mike Zimmer did after yesterday afternoon's 21-18 win over the St. Louis Rams. His star second-year quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, got literally knocked out by LaMarcus Joyner. And it was, to say the least, a borderline dirty play. It was a 15-yard penalty, and it's the type of play that can end somebody's career. But does that mean that Greg Williams is the cause of it? It sure seems like that's what Mike Zimmer said.
There's a history there of their defensive coordinator. I'll leave it at that.
Zimmer's a former defensive coordinator in his own right, and he can say whatever he wants about Greg Williams, but if you're going to say it. Call the DC dirty and say what you saw was, in fact, a dirty hit because the defensive coordinator ordered it. Otherwise, only put the onus on Joyner. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, veterans. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I want to talk to you about your mortgage options as a veteran. Here's what you can do. You can take up to 100% cash out of your home because you're a veteran. You'll never pay monthly mortgage insurance because you're a veteran. And you can buy a house with no money down. You get it, because you're a veteran. Call me today at 888-59-LOANS and learn your options. There are little to no closing costs to refinance with HLP Mortgage. If you believe you're paying too much with your current mortgage, if you're paying monthly PMI, if you're struggling with bills and other payments that you would like to eliminate before the holidays, then call today. The number again is 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. And remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 117-1064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift she'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I'm genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
By location.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Mike Thomas has officially been removed as athletic director at the University of Illinois.
DIA has achieved much under Mike Thomas's leadership, including significant milestones in fundraising and steady improvements in the academic performance of our athletes. I'm grateful to Mike for the work he's done at Illinois.
That was Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson speaking at a press conference today. Thomas was fired in the wake of an internal investigation that found that former football coach Tim Beckman interfered with the treatment of student athletes received for injuries. Associate Athletic Director Paul Kowalczyk will take over as Interim Athletic Director. Phillip Rivers has five consecutive games with at least 300 passing yards and two touchdowns heading into tonight's matchup with the Bears. Bears are hoping Pernell McPhee will be able to go tonight to put some pressure on Phillips. McPhee is questionable, along with Jermaine Bushrod and Shay McClellan. Eddie Royal and Matt Forte are out for tonight's game. The Tribune's Brad Biggs says Shay McClellan is on the field in San Diego, though with a knee brace on. Bears and Chargers kick off tonight at 7:30. Elsewhere in the league, former Bears cornerback Tim Jennings was released by the Tampa Bay Bucks and ex-coach Lovey Smith today. Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib has been suspended for one game by the league for poking Colts tight end Dwayne Allen in the right eye in the closing minutes of Sunday's loss. Bulls are on the East Coast tonight to take on the winless 76ers. The Tribune's Casey Johnson says the plan was to start both Joakim Noah and Pau Gasol tonight, but Nerlens Noel sitting out with sore wrists might alter that plan. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And with 3,000 slot machines, over 60 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos escape the everyday. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. This week, starting at 5 a.m. on Tuesday with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Do you want a couple of Bears nuggets, other actual Bears nuggets?
Well, why don't we take some calls first and you can sprinkle them
in
as needed.
I got a couple nuggets, I think, that are actually, one's surprising.
And Wes Welker's a Ram.
Did he stay signed him?
Wes Welker is a Ram.
Hey,
I don't know.
When's the first time that picture will show where he's sprawled out and not moving?
This week. Dave in Milwaukee, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Okay, so your question, why are we going to watch the game? Well, I, as a guy who's got a wife who's a Packer fan, I'm watching the game because I can. This game was set aside as a game that, like a night that I don't have to do dad and husband duties. So any husband duties later, right? But anyway.
I was going to say, maybe you don't want to get out all the husband duties.
No, I don't want to get out of all of them. But the fact is, like, I can't not watch this game because if I don't, I'll be doing math with my son. So I'm watching the guy. And I hope they play well. Either way, I'm watching the game.
There you go. Honest,
I feel that.
Honest answer.
I feel that.
Yeah, I wish I could do math with my kids.
I can't do it.
I've run out of fingers and toes at this point.
That's not, that does not equate.
Nope. Unfortunately, it does not. And I just kind of stare at the paper and go, I don't know. Rashad, Southside, welcome to the Score.
What's going on, fellas?
You say, Rashad?
Nothing much. Look, I decided to watch the Bears, number one, because of the Boar Fest going on in Philly tonight with the Bulls. Then I figured, hey, maybe Phillip Rivers' wife gets pregnant by halftime, you know? Guy's a bull. Anyway.
What are they on
now?
They're on, what, eight kids now?
Eight.
They're up to eight. That's insane. This guy should be going to the Guinness Book of World Records for the goldenest testicles in the land.
That's an official college award, by the way. They give that out every year.
Nice. But you know what? I'm actually intrigued to see if Adam Gase is as good as advertised. Because I'm hearing a lot about him being hunted for a head coach. If he can come up with 25 to 30 points, even though it's against a terrible defense without Matt Forte, I'm interested to see it.
All right, fair
there
enough.
There you go.
There you go. This is one of the rare cases asked and answered.
Yep.
Unlike it's like a hockey question, for example, which is asked and then
you'll never
answered,
ever.
Answered again, answered never differently, answered from some never. Other province where there's a different legend involved. And
no, never.
No.
Never. This is much easier.
Orland Hills, here is Mike. He is on the Score.
How you doing, boys?
All right. Good, man.
Why am I going to watch 3 hours of Gruden?
Yeah.
Well, my wife's going to be home, so I can't watch porn and eat Cheetos. So that's
well, yeah, you know what happens there? Something turns orange, it shouldn't be orange.
Exactly. So I can't do that. And I'm not going to, after 3 hours, I'm not going to stab myself in the heart with a pencil.
All right, Mike. Thank you. It's all right. We asked for it. I can't be too mad. I can't be angry. All right. Give us your Bears nuggets.
Here's one.
Terry.
Now, this probably won't shock you.
Yes.
The Bears have taken 41 offensive snaps with the lead this season. Ooh. 41 offensive snaps with the lead this season. That is the fewest in the NFL.
Okay.
And did you know this?
Yes.
Alshon Jeffrey has consecutive games with 100 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. In the Super Bowl era since 1966, no Bears player has posted three consecutive games with 100 receiving yards
Ooh.
And a receiving touchdown.
Ooh, you sound like Church. You're giving me Church-like info.
I've been charging you.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, there. I mean, that is, I realize no. The Bears offense has never been high-powered, but wouldn't you think you'd fall into one once in a while? But apparently not. So my prediction, I would think that Alshon Jeffrey against this team gets that, wouldn't you?
So that would be something that's never happened before.
Never happened before.
Very cool. For the Bears. I actually found that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you researching things too.
Yep. I'm a guy. I'm looking around because I'm not like from Orland Hills. My hands aren't going to turn orange or anything else is. But I'm looking around through things that would entertain me.
Yeah, the actually interesting people are coming up when we're done. It's going to be Patrick Manley and Dan Pompey. But there's no Hub tonight. Hub might be working the game. So it's going to be Joe Ostrowski, who's quarterbacking the pregame and postgame shows. The pregame show, Pat Manley and Dan Pompey. From by the time we get done, right up until kickoff, and then as soon as the game is over, you bring it right back here, and then it's Olin Krutz and Big Cat Williams. They will be with Joe Ostrowski. So you get that thing for all of you of Bears angst, if you have Bears excitement, either before or after the game, that will be an appropriate place to express it.
There you have it.
And another thought here from our guy Rudy regarding the stuff we said about Gary Pinkel in Missouri. And if you really want to read a guy who's articulated sort of what my feelings are on this situation, Dan Wetzel just put a piece up at yahoo.com. And he talks to Ramogi Huma of the unionization effort and Sonny Vaccaro, of all people, and about what this means and about what the significance of football holding sway in the way that it has with empowered players saying, oh, wait a second, we don't play and then people will respond because we're the ones holding all the power. Well, watch this. Sonny Vaccaro is just loving this as he sees this. But,
oh, I'm sure.
But Rudy says, I was recruited by and played for Gary Pinkel. I have had my personal minor quibbles with him going on 20 years, but I'm very proud of his handling of the Tim Wolf situation. It's not really a bit or an act. From my experience, Gary Pinkel really is a good guy. And Terry, I know you're joking, but there's no chance in hell that Pinkel would leave Missouri for the Illinois job. Christ, Beckman tried to hire a Missouri positional coach to run the defense last year, and he said, no.
Yeah, I said a Pinkel-like figure that would be interested. I'm going to throw the doors open. Is if I'm the new AD, first I need to do is make sure I speak in a complete sentence.
It makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, makes sense. And then I'm gonna throw this thing open, and I'm gonna take a really good look. I'm not gonna settle for what I have. I want to get somebody interested. I want to spark some interest in this program, and I want a guy that will help me do that, not some idiot from the MAC. I want a guy who's going to help me spark some interest in the program, and I will go to the ends of the earth to find him.
I wish it were that easy.
I know. And sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's complete sentences.
I'll give you that. You did speak in complete sentences. I think I kind of understood what you were saying, so that's a start.
That's right. Thank you for that. I always appreciate somebody understanding what the hell I'm talking about.
But this, my belief regarding Illinois is, like I said before, I'm not calling bottom on the state of their athletic department here, because once we get started with all of the lawsuits and more depositions and more information, that whoever they're bringing in right now, it's got to be somebody very strong-minded, very resolute, very aware of exactly what is going to be happening around this program for a while. I guess it's a short way of saying that it's not going to get better before
going to get a whole hell of a lot
before it may even get worse.
It may,
because there's just too much. There's too much that's gone on. There's too much still going on. So we'll see.
So keep cube it and forget about it.
I don't know if that constitutes a full blown endorsement of Bill Cubitt.
I don't think it does. I think that,
I mean, for me,
what you're talking about
is
likely case, and it's likely that Illinois is going to be like, oh my God, don't even bother. Okay, you know, dude, get your house in order. I'm not even bothering with you. And if I don't know that's the worst thing in the world. I don't know enough about him. We don't know enough about him, but that may be what you get.
That you might need like a Bill O'Brien type figure, where like he was at Penn State, not to necessarily equate the two situations, but just somebody who, where you're completely forward about what you're here to do, what the expectations are, that maybe you get somebody who can play their way into or coach their way into wanting to stay. But you need some, you don't want to call it temporary, but I just don't think the next hire is the hire.
No, it's not. That's why I say that it wouldn't hurt to leave Cuba in the place. It just right. Wouldn't. Where are you going anyway? You're not going to convince anybody under the present circumstances surrounding the university and the program. You're not going to get one of those guys even the least bit interested, but you need, like you said, an athletic director
first.
Looks straight ahead and says, you know what, I'm going to, maybe not now, but I'm going to get one.
As long as
let Cuba do it.
Whoever it is upfront about the university dealing with all of its myriad cultural issues, everything it needs to figure out, and not trying to fool themselves into being something they're not. That I think that ideally they've got to confront the issues that are going to be facing anybody before they can even sit down and decide who the right guy is. They need the equivalent of an autopsy at this point.
Yeah, that right guy though is going to be really, really expensive if you're gonna get somebody to do that. If you're going to get one of the quote unquote right guys around college football,
you're not going to get him yet. It's not like I say, it's not this.
No, not yet. But it's going to be expensive when it comes, man. It's going to be a guy that is willing to stick his neck out in a really bad program in a bad situation for an athletic director that he likes. So we'll see.
Along with Terry Bors, I'm Dan Bernstein. You're listening to Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Tomorrow, the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday moves to Tuesday, where we'll recap the big game with San Diego, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. It's a special Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Tuesday. Tomorrow, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift you'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Up to 4% of the purchase price. David also introduced Nancy to his team of real estate experts, which includes a realtor to help her locate a home, a real estate attorney, and a home inspector. If you are a veteran purchasing a home who wants to work with a trustworthy, knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business that respects you, your fellow veterans, and everybody currently serving our country, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. So do 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/licensing.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Target, Fresh Thyme, or twiningsusa.com.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS.
It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shift Change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join their Salute to Military Families presented by Kia and Magellan on November 21st at 5:40 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got the Hall of Famer, the Main Tamer, and the Long Namer have joined us. Here they all are, Joe Ostrowski, Patrick Manley, and the great Dan Pompey.
So, guys, we have a chance to set the scene here for a game. We're trying to kind of figure out what's material here. What are we looking for? What matters, either in the action or the outcome?
You know, I think injuries matter in this game, right, Pat?
Yeah.
I mean, right, Joe? Dan, what do you think? A lot of injured players in this game that I think really could impact what happens. No one's even talking, Terry, about Matt Forte being out. And, I mean, he's the best player on the field, isn't he, for the Bears?
But there's no downside to him missing this game, really. I mean,
take a look at this kid, right?
You may be closer to a Super Bowl by getting an early, better look at a guy that might be able to play. I mean, are you closer to a championship?
I agree with that. You know, I was thinking about it. What are we looking for in the next few weeks now that they're 2-5? It's when do you start evaluating the young guys? And fortunately for Jeremy Langford, and unfortunately for Matt Forte, there's an injury that he gets to step in and kind of show if he can be a full-time running back. So this is a good opportunity for him, but unfortunately the Bears are 2-5, and it's a situation where they're going to now maybe start moving some other guys in like that to figure out who's going to be here in the future.
And then you look on the other side, the Chargers are passing 66% of the time. They lose Keenan Allen, 11 targets per game. Where are they going to go? They're just going to keep going Antonio Gates or Stevie Johnson in the slot?
Whoever Sherrick McManus is on.
Stevie Johnson.
No.
He's going to have a big game then.
Whoever Sherrick McManus is covering, that's where I'm going. I'm no football genius, but I'm throwing there until they show that they can stop it.
I can't imagine that Sherrick McManus is going to be on the field on defense today. I mean, he has had too many opportunities which he has not performed well. I think he has proven to everyone that his role has got to be on special teams unless there is not another defensive back available who could play the position.
Well, that's what I guess we'll find out when the inactives come out. So we'll find out if he'll have to be out there. And I played with Sherrick. I love the guy to death. He is a great special teams player. Let's leave it at that. And that's what I feel about
him. There are jobs for guys like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he earned his way into the team again, too. I mean, there's no doubt that's how he did it, and I don't begrudge that. It's just that I don't like the way he plays the ball. But, Dan, I would ask you this. Do you like Langford at all? Have you not seen enough?
Yes and yes. I like what I've seen so far, but I think he clearly is a young player who we haven't seen everything he can and cannot do, more importantly, cannot do. I want to see him more in pass pro. Mm-hmm. I want to see him as a receiver. I want to see if he can be a complete running back. I want to see him in short yardage. But, you know, I like what I've seen so far. I like the grit. I like his ability to stick his nose in there and get some tough yards. So there are some things he does very well.
That's it. It's over.
All right, let's get out of their way. Some quick thank yous.
We want to thank Pete Futak, Jim Suhan, and Zach Zaidman for joining us.
And the Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join their Salute to Military Families, presented by Kia and Magellan on November 21st. Thank our crack production staff. This is Matt Abaticola.
Go back to Mark Trestman. You know, I worked with Trestman way back in, I don't know where, but he's been on 12 different teams.
I love Matt Abaticola, but he's Dale Jr. eliminated. Best production man to ever live, Chris Tannehill.
Steelers bring four. Rivers uses the pick play, and Green gets the first down.
If you like the forward pass, you like watching San Diego play.
And also filling in today, our guy, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey, Mr. Mizzou.
How fun is it to hang out with Ray Lewis?
It's awesome, isn't it?
It's awesome until he kills you.
Well, that was great hanging out with Ray Lewis, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, until he stabbed me, and it was great.
Every night, they have a little drawing. What time do you have when he kills somebody?
I will say this, that Ray Lewis and friends are way better at disposing of dead bodies than the local Leak & Sons funeral homes.
We thank you for listening, calling. We will do it all over again tomorrow. We'll have your Bears wrap up. All right. Joe Ostrowski, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey are here. We will talk to you. Have a great night. Have fun with the Bears. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Luck put the end zone incomplete. He's trying to get it to the tackle-eligible Joe Wrights at work Saturday in practice. Almost worked here tonight.
I think Andrew Luck put that play in for me, Mike. A reverse pivot, spider 2-Y banana to an offensive tackle. Are you kidding me? Haven't seen a spider 2-Y banana to a tackle.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Mike Thomas has been fired as athletic director from the University of Illinois. Keep listening for all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift you'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632.